It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It is so good to have you back behind that microphone. Welcome home. Oh, this is just great. This is just great. Oh, I should say. Well, people are going to be so excited that you're back with us. Yeah. There you go. There you go. Well, yeah, and to celebrate you being back, we will not talk about sod webworms today. Well, we might have to, but I don't even want to go there. Andrew was on this kick about this hammerhead worm up in Alabama. I don't even want to go there. Never heard of that. Oh, say it, isn't it so?
But hey, it's good to be back. Good morning. I'm Jenna Barr here. You're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Mike Wiggins is here to answer your questions. Gardening, grass, sod worms.
Rain?
Oh, man, I'm over the rain. I will tell you, hey, 850-437-1620, 437-1620, the rain. That was, once the rain started, I was ready to just, like, be done with being sick, with being out. It was a lot.
Yeah, I can imagine. It has been an amazing stretch of weather. It really has. If nothing else, my lawn is about a foot and a half high. You should never mow your lawn when it's wet. Well, so when are you going to do it? You know, I think we're going to be okay, because here we go. You talk about, I think everybody listening knows this, we're in for a huge change tomorrow and Thursday. I mean, we're going to go down into the low 60s. I heard on Channel 3 last night say, well, some of the folks might even dip into the high 50s. It's going to feel like a blizzard here in Pensacola after what we're used to with the heat and humidity and the rain, and the chances of rain end of the week and end of the weekend are, I think, zero. It just isn't going to happen. So,
zero is what I want to hear.
I hear you. So I would think, starting maybe even this afternoon, if we don't have a thunderstorm, we can all get out at least, if nothing else, mow the lawn and get some of those basic things done, because it's just been rainy and it's just been nasty. It really has. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, and hey, 850-437-1620, we see some text coming in. If you have a question, please do it. But I will say I'm very much so looking forward to it. Tomorrow is the first day of fall.
That's right. Exactly. Day. Exactly. So tomorrow afternoon, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because we still live in Florida, so it still can go up to 89 at any given time.
Oh, exactly.
The beauty of living here. And you know what? I'm excited for some pumpkin season and some fall weather, and just being able to maybe wear a sweater in the morning and a tank top in the afternoon.
There you go. We while you were gone, we did start talking about a basic checklist for fall, which was kind of a total change from what you and I have been talking about this summer, with all the varmints affecting our lawns and plants and all the summer plants that we were planting, the tropicals and all of that. Well, that's almost behind us. Not the bugs aren't all the way behind us, but it is time to look forward to what we can plant in the fall. It's going to give us some color, and it's going to survive the winter, and things to do for our lawn that are going to make it prosper moving forward. No doubt about it. And what we did, Jenna, we've been talking a little bit about best management practices for our lawn. And I'm not going to go through them all again, because while you were gone, we did hit some of this about mowing height. You know, mow it high. We all know those rules. Watering rate, well, we haven't had to talk about that for a long time. But let me stop there just 1 second insofar as rates and when to water. This is going to sound crazy, but you've got to watch out, because as we move into October, that October is one of the driest months we have here in Pensacola. And we're going to welcome that for sure. But keep in mind, as we've always said here on the Garden Line, that we live in an area that has sandy soil. And even though we've had all of this rain, flooding, it's just been horrible. But it doesn't take long for our plants and our lawn to get into a situation where we need to water them. It's just we dry out. So be very careful, especially on the lawn. And remember the two little hints that we always use to say when is time to water the lawn. Well, today's not today and probably not tomorrow. But as we get into this drier weather, remember now, if you walk on your lawn and you look back behind you and it looks like you've put footprints on your lawn, time to water. Also, especially on St. Augustine grass, if you see the blade of grass, which has sort of a spine to it, if you will, right down the center of the blade, when it starts to fold up, kind of like you're praying, like you're folding your hands together, it's time to water again. So watch out for those key indicators, if you will, on your container plants, which, of course, dry out much faster than your lawn and your other flower bed. You know, remember the old rule, stick your finger down there. If it's dry, water it. So even though watering is the last thing on your mind right now, as we move into the weekend and into next week, you may have to address that.
Yeah, and you know what? I mentioned that while I was home and enjoying my alone time.
I hear you. Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly right. No, that's absolutely, that's normal. No question. I've seen them everywhere. It's just the moisture and the humidity, and here they come. And there really is no solution for it other than dig them up, put them in a bag, throw them in the trash, and be done with it. If they bother you, they're going to go away eventually. But if they're unsightly, which many times they are. We do have some of those mushrooms, if you remember, the ones that smell so bad. You know, they're horrible. Those are the ones you really... No. It's, pry them out of the ground, put them in a plastic bag, tie it up, put it in the trash. And that's really the only thing you can do. The only other thing one can do for some of the mushrooms, not all because of all the weather we've had, is a little bit of lime. You may find that if they're coming up in your lawn, that if you lime it, as if it's St. Augustine... you should, then that might help you out. But really, if they're there because of all this weather, just, one, ignore them or dig them up, throw them away. They're not going to damage the lawn. They're not going to hurt anything. So go with it. Exactly.
Ooh. I think he's kind of adorable. It's the worm hanging on. The worm is adorable, but apparently he's the culprit for the droppings. Apparently, this listener.
Yes. Right.
Well, those droppings came from this little chunky worm here, and he's very cute and green. So, I mean,
And you know why he's green for the most part? It's because he's been eating the plant, and that's
okay, so
what.
There.
No, and Yeah, either, you know, that, and that's one thing. And that's one thing one can do is to, if you see a big worm like that that you think is giving you a problem, you know, get some gloves, pick it off, and just go throw it somewhere else. Or you can use that product we like to talk about on the Garden Line for worms and worms only. We use it on tomato plants a lot, is BT, that Bacillus thuringiensis, which you can buy at any garden center. You buy it in a liquid, you can buy it in a powder, and kind of put it on there, and that will take care of the worms. Nothing else. Not going to take care of aphids and even chinch bugs, that type of stuff, but it's going to take care of worms. Bacillus thuringiensis, BT, that's how it's usually labeled.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors. Rated number one for reliability in the under 100 horsepower category, they're designed for easy operation and feature performance match detachments. Right now, put zero down and get 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $1,400. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Coastal Machinery, your local authorized elite Kubota dealer for over 35 years.
Tune in this Thursday at 10:30 to Pensacola's Expert Panel when Caitlin and Kelly from First City Arts Center will be on the show to talk about the 15th annual Pumpkin Patch, which will be held at Wahoo Stadium Saturday, October 9th. This is their largest annual fundraiser featuring 7,000 glass and ceramic pumpkins made by local artists that come in a wide variety of colors, shapes, and sizes. That's all this Thursday at 10:30 on Pensacola's Expert Panel.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes.
Yes.
She's got some drainage issues, I mentioned before. And if you experience the same, please text me. And if you have additional damage, if you have additional backyard, get out there. A lot of us have
Well, first of all, we need to work on the drainage. And I think Jan is saying that it comes in from a neighbor's yard. I don't know if she lives in the city or the county, but wherever she lives, I would certainly get with my local government officials to see what they can do for you, because there are some drainage issues there. It's a problem. All that water, especially if you have centipede grass, for example, it may not survive depending on how much water you have. St. Augustine will do a little bit better, and a lot of it depends on how soon that water drains off of that area. Now, if you, I noticed she has a backyard privacy fence. If you wanted to plant some plants back there and kind of put up with that bad drainage, wax myrtle is not a bad idea. That'll put up with some wet feet. If you wanted maybe a little color, some of the Louisiana iris are pretty. They'll take some wet feet. If you want some trees, river birch, bald cypress, that type of thing, those will put up with some of this excess water that Jan is showing in her picture there. But obviously, the obvious answer is that needs to be fixed, if it can be. And that's when I would call my public works at the county or public works at the city, depending on where you live.
Okay. Yeah, it's better to just reach out first. And
sure,
first
sure.
You can always reach out. I believe there's like a Pensacola 311. If you have any issues, and start letting them know. If you report it on different levels, I'm sure something can be done.
Exactly.
But I do like those suggestions, and some of them you've mentioned, I've seen them. They're super pretty.
Yeah, they really are. Those are nice plants. I think they would do good in a wet area like that. One of the problems, it's not her problem, because she doesn't live next to the Sound or the Gulf, but for Ivan, for example, so many people lost their yards because of the salt water coming in. St. Augustine survived it better than others, but your centipede and was a problem. Bermuda did okay, but you start getting that salt water standing in your yard, you got problems. You got some problems. For Ivan, you were at the mercy of Mother Nature. There was not much one could do.
Okay.
You really could. Exactly. Let it come back. And some people had to replace their yard after that. It really did. It just was that salt water. It's not what our grasses want. St. Augustine, I said, did better than others, but some grasses did not. So anyway, excess water can be a problem. If you can figure out a way to drain it off, that's the secret. Well, I think maybe he might be talking about, and we'll talk about the clouds of white. I'm not sure exactly what that is. Sound like a gnat or that type of thing. White flies, of course, are a major problem with our plants here in Pensacola. If you have I'm just going to give you an example, a poinsettia. That just comes to mind because the poinsettia growers fight the white fly situation all the time. Well, you can kind of go bump into the plant, and they just fly up. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. So that can be solved with, generally for some plants, with your ultrafine oil, which we use in the fall. However, and this brings up a topic, and I don't know if he's had this problem, but what is happening in my yard, and I think it's happening in almost every St. Augustine yard, is the sod webworm moths that are flying up. You can walk through my yard and they just flutter everywhere. They're little gray, small, dingy moths. And of course, we promised at the beginning of the show, with you being back, we weren't going to talk about sod webworms, but here we are. The moths lay the eggs turn into the sod webworms, which literally strip the blades of grass. And that's why we talk about inspection. Oh, yeah. We talk about inspecting every day, because you can have a beautiful yard on Monday, and on Tuesday, the sod webworms have started eating your grass, and it's like locusts. They just get bigger and bigger and bigger. Easy to kill. A good lawn insecticide will do it, but you've got to watch out for them. But the first sign is those fluttering moths. Now, just because you've got the fluttering moths does not mean you're going to have the sod webworms. But if you've got the sod webworms, you can be sure you've had the fluttering moths. As simple as that. But my yard has gotten so tall. I'm hoping this afternoon I can mow it, really. but you just kind of walk through it and they just flutter up. One other place to look for them, if you have a monkey grass border, that's where they love to hide. Go kind of kick the monkey grass. Kick the monkey grass. And yeah, nobody would know anything about it, and you and me. And then those they just flutter up. So anyway, watch out for that. But whitefly, if I've never seen them in turf mass up like he's talking about, but if it's whitefly and if it's, say, near a ligustrum or a Clara japonica or boxwoods, that type of thing, yeah, as we hit this cooler weather, and this cooler weather is going to make a huge difference in things we can do. I want to talk a little weed control in a minute because that is very timely. But with the cooler temperatures, you can spray this ultrafine oil, which will, in many cases, take care of some of these insects, especially scale, which is a little white, if you will, little insects that secrete this little white covering, and on the back of sago palms is a great example. I mean, it looks like a snowed there. Well, this ultrafine oil, which is very organic, very safe, and it'll smother those scale. But you can't use it in the real hot weather, nor the real cold weather. We are approaching the perfect time, no doubt about it.
I love it. Hey, we've got more questions coming in. 437-1620. We're going to take another quick break here before we come back and then get into some bottom of the hour news. I'm Jenna Barr with Mike Wiggins. You're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 9.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check! Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check! Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check!
Hi, this is Paul with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. For over a decade, I've been recommending Frontier Motors. They're a friendly and honest dealer and will help you through the car buying process without the frustration normally associated with car shopping. In fact, their pressure-free buying experience is so successful, it's left them with a severe inventory shortage. That makes it a perfect time to head to Frontier for a cash offer in writing. Seems like everything's gone up lately, and that includes used cars. Now is a great time to sell the car and get out of debt. If you have the title, they will cut you a check right on the spot. Or if you still owe some money, they'll pay off the vehicle and you'll get the difference. Folks, this is a great way to sell your vehicle. By the way, Frontier Motors is the only dealer I recommend in Pensacola. I trust these guys. They only sell cars in like-new premium condition. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Keep climbing.
It's intercepted. Picked off at the 12-yard line. Nobody is going to catch him. 15-10-5. Touchdown, FSU.
The Noles return to Dolt Campbell to host the Louisville Cardinals.
How about them Noles? Celebrate. Dance to the war chant.
Kickoff is set for 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central. Pre-game coverage begins at 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central. Right here on your home for Florida State football.
FSU versus Louisville, 12:30 Saturday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
We got married.
We've been talking.
Oh, no, we are. We are. You give me some cool weather because they're tropical. They're going to go away.
Doing well. Good to see you. Nice to have you back. It's good to see you too, Mike.
Mark, it's always good to see you, sir. Always good to see you.
We'll have some local updates next.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Biden gives his debut address before the UN General Assembly in New York City, addressing issues such as climate change and the pandemic.
Each death is an individual heartbreak, but our shared grief is a poignant reminder that our collective future will hinge on our ability to recognize our common humanity and to act together.
Vowing the U.S. will champion democratic values. And the new restrictive Texas abortion law seeing one of its first lawsuits.
San Antonio Dr. Alan Braid, who admitted in a recent op-ed that he performed an abortion in defiance of the new Texas law, has been sued by a man from Arkansas who says he's a former attorney. The Arkansas Times, though, says he was once sentenced to prison for committing tax fraud.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 9:31 at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's 81 and partly sunny. I'm Mark Jacobs. The search for evidence in the disappearance and suspected murder of LaTonya Baxter continues today. The focus remains on extreme northern Escambia County. PPD's Mike Wood tells us investigators are in an area today along County Road 168 near the Alabama border, a mile or so away from Northview High School. Giles Jones arrested and charged last week with Baxter's murder. It's believed he killed her and may have disposed of her body somewhere in the northern part of the county. A local man will spend the next 30 years in state prison after his conviction on charges related to a deadly stabbing this year. Corey Rubin stabbed his roommate to death back in February at a home on Esperanto Drive. Relatives there have been trying to get Rubin out of the house because of an ongoing drug abuse problem. An argument got heated. Rubin admitted he'd stabbed the victim in anger, ultimately killing him. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
Rain chance has dropped off today. A slight chance of showers overall, about a 30% chance that you'll be picking up the rain. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, high near 87 degrees. Overnight tonight, 20% chance of a stray shower, mostly cloudy skies, low near 72. From the First Morning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
81 in Pensacola, it's 83 in Gulf Breeze, 80 in Milton at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. COVID-19 booster shots for people 65 and older are a step closer to reality. Vaccine advisors to the FDA today voted unanimously to recommend emergency use authorization of a booster dose of Pfizer's vaccine 6 months after full vaccination in people 65 and older and those at high risk of severe COVID-19. U.S. stocks closed out a volatile week with a down day, with tech shares leading the decline. The S&P 500 eased 40 points, the Dow Industrials fell 166, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite slid 138. U.S. crude oil futures also declined. The ongoing semiconductor shortage has prompted yet another production halt in the auto industry. Stellantis NV confirmed today that production of the popular Jeep Grand Cherokee SUV will be idled next week at the company's plant in Detroit. In addition, the automaker will extend downtime for the Jeep Cherokee crossover in Belvidere, Illinois, for another 2 weeks because of the microchip shortage. That's Your Money Now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
September the 21st, 1959, from the restored Spanish village of 1722 on Santa Rosa Island in Pensacola, this is News Radio 1620. And now, also on FM 92.3. As we report, it's probably appropriate to say that this is the takedown day here for the quadricentennial, for the visitor portion of the 400th anniversary has ended, and crew members now are removing the casual displays and the visual elements for hopefully some future use. Yes, the Quadre, which opened here May the 14th, has said goodbye to the final school bus loads of students, the international visitors, and the thousands from near and far who came to look at the exhibition, including this Spanish colonial village. The European artifacts, which were here on loan, are now being crated for shipment, while protective cloths are being placed over the furnishings here in the village. On the celebration's final days, there were visits here by junior-senior students from Escambia and Santa Rosa school districts, all of whom had guided tours.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We do, because remember we said we've been talking in generalities about weed control, about it's too hot, we can't do it, we got to wait. Well, we're just about where we need to be. Let me just give you just a real quick checklist to kill broadleaf weeds. This is a post-emergence, which means it kills the weeds that are there right now, that dollar weed, Florida pusley, that type of thing. Okay. Most of these broadleaf weeds are best, I'm going to read this to you, when temperatures are between 65 and 85. Well, I think we're pretty much almost there. During warmer temperatures, don't do it. Just leave it on the shelf. But as we get into the 60s and 70s during the day, I think we're at a good time. All right, now how about this one, Jenna? At the time of treatment, soil moisture should be adequate. Well, I'd say we're pretty adequate right now. But seriously, if your lawn is, if as we talked earlier in the show, if it's going to be a couple of weeks before you can spray for weeds and it doesn't rain, because October is so dry, generally dry, be careful, because if your lawn is drought stressed, you can do some damage. Don't mow before you spray your weed killer, and don't mow after you spray it. So, mow your lawn, give it 4 or 5 days, then you can spray, then don't mow for another week or so. Because mowing lessens, what it does, it lessens that amount of herbicide that gets on the leaf, the weed surface, and that's what kills the weed. Don't treat, obviously, if it's going to rain within 24 hours. Don't treat on a windy day, because you may kill a few weeds, but you also are going to get some drift into your shrubbery or your good plants, or, you know, heaven forbid, even your vegetable garden. So you just don't want to do that. So wait till it's a calm day. And of course, you may have to repeat it, but don't repeat it until the label says you can. Most labels will say 10 days to 2 weeks, but read that label. Some of your good weed killers are carfenazone. There's some weed killers out there on the shelf at your garden centers called Weed Free Zone. It contains carfenazone. That's a good one. Trimec is one we've talked about a lot here. That's a good one. And Ortho makes some good. A Weed Killer Max, I think is what they call it. But as we've said 1,000 times, read that label. Be sure it's labeled for the lawn that you're going to spray it on. Because some will say, might damage St. Augustine. Don't use it. Don't use it. And use a pump-up sprayer. I still think that's the best for weed control, because you can isolate where you spray. If you use a hose attachment sprayer, sometimes that may spray an area where you don't need to spray. And here on the Garden Line, we always stress only spray where you need it. A couple other things, too, insofar as that lawn is concerned, a little bit off topic of weed control, but be sure that you spray your sanitize your lawnmower so you don't spread weed seeds around the next time you mow. That's important. And just be careful, because when that grass in the spring, when it's coming out of your dormant season, if you start spraying then, that's some problems. And we'll talk about that when that time comes. But the the deal this morning is we're almost in that area, that window, when if you want to spray your lawn with a weed killer, a selective weed killer, it'll get it. Now, one other comment, because this is kind of interesting. We talk about Roundup, and of course, I always tell our listening audience that's kind of a personal decision one has to make about Roundup. It's pretty strong. But the thing about Roundup, as we get into the cooler months, the less effective it is. It likes the hot, dry weather to work. Some people will say, oh, you could spray it on St. Augustine grass in February when it's, the St. Augustine grass is brown as it can be, and it wouldn't kill a thing. I don't recommend that. Don't do that. But the point is, the hotter and drier the weather, the better the Roundup works. Point is, if you're going to, say, spray the weeds coming up in your sidewalk or that type of thing, or, say, in a flower bed where you can spray and not get on your plants, we're going to be in the 80s probably the next week or so. That might be the time to do it, because you wait much longer, it's going to be cool, and it's just not going to be as effective.
Okay. Man, that's some good information.
That's a lot of stuff there, yeah. I need to take a break. No, I'm good.
I mean, first of all, you know me. I'll just let the weeds grow because if it's green, it's good.
There you go. That's a lot of people that way, and nothing wrong with that. Okay. You know, thank goodness they're green and not purple or something. But
right. But I will tell you too. I mentioned before that I forget the name of them, the purple ones, the traveling Jews.
Wandering Jew. Right.
What is the proper name for that?
That's what I call it. That's what I call it.
They are exploding.
Exactly. Exactly.
And because then the sun comes out. They love the sun. They're okay with the rain.
Right.
And they just literally start wandering all over your yard. And I feel like that could be an option too with people who have drainage issues or anything like
right.
that to plant those around.
Well, sure. Sure. They're easy to grow and they're prolific. There's no doubt about it. I'm having the same situation with some. I planted some dwarf lantana, and they have been a great plant. I'll plant them every year from now on. But with all the rain in the last, let's say, 3 to 4 weeks, they have gone crazy, just going everywhere, which really where I've got them planted, I don't mind. But if they were jammed into a landscape, you might have to do some judicious pruning to keep them under control.
Okay.
No doubt about it.
Lantana.
Yellow lantana.
Sorry, I'm laughing because Paul.
What did Paul say?
He said, call it a purple heart. He's just letting us know. Wait, Paul, he's good. He's got our back here. We have him on as a guest sometimes. He's got our back here. He lets us know what the name is. And everybody jumps in and helps out. Our friend Catherine sends us names of specific.
Oh, I'm saying, what does Paul call the Wandering Jew? He made that up. Paul, come on. That is cool. Let me say one word about the hummingbirds, though. They are everywhere. They are everywhere. And if you buy a little hummingbird feeder, you can buy the hummingbird juice to put into the feeder that they like. But what we do, we've got 3 parts water and 1 part sugar, and mix it all together. And don't even make it red. Just put that is clear. Put it in the hummingbird feeder, and our hummingbirds are going berserk. They're fighting. They're like children. They're out there fighting each other.
Why does it need to be red? I'm sorry.
Because supposedly hummingbirds like red flowers, like a red hibiscus or an azorra or some. They love red flowers. But the hummingbird feeder obviously has the plastic red flowers, and they're drawn to that. But they are so much fun to watch. We have one hummingbird that sits on a hanging basket that I've got, and I call him the enforcer because whenever the other hummingbirds come to the feeder, he runs them off. They're kind of fun to watch. Like I said, they fight like children.
Three parts water.
And then sugar.
And a little bit of sugar.
A part of sugar.
Right.
Okay. Right.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital advertising? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? You can do it, but doesn't necessarily mean you should. The reality is, digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements, trained in the latest technologies? Are you familiar with the platforms? Do you really have time to design all the ads on your own, read the ebooks, sit through the webinars, plan the campaign, and try to learn all the stuff yourself? Aren't you responsible for holding down the workload of 2 to 3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contacted our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital to handle all things digital marketing for you. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and now we have a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. Think of us as your in-house digital marketing ad agency. Hey, it's Callie Scully, Digital Campaign Success Manager, and I invite you to email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. Get your path to a digital marketing partnership started.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan and Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more tomorrow at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Is your current home loan the right fit for you? Near historic low rates may be a great reason to refinance, but when matched with an expertly chosen loan from Loan Depot, you could be saving money and paying more towards the bottom line. Call a Loan Depot loan officer and ask about our 27-year smart term loan or our 10-year ARM loan. Get a great rate matched with a great loan by calling 866-888-LOAN or visit loandepot.com. At Loan Depot, home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. No more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade. Money talk on The Ramsey Show. No more because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart.
You know, we play some fun music here, don't we? I mean, really, we go old and new, and those we're familiar with and those we have no clue. But I like that. I like old. Well, I kind of hang it out in the open if you can, but I think one rule of thumb is to hang it, if you can get it out in the open, where you can enjoy it. We're very fortunate. I've got a gutter that goes across the sunroom outside, of course, and I hang it on that gutter, which I can see from my kitchen. So you can see them there. Plus, I've got them on the patio where if I'm sitting on the patio, they're far enough away from me where we don't bother them, but close enough to enjoy. But they are fun to watch. There's no doubt about it. Catherine, thank you. I didn't mention that. That is absolutely true. Absolutely. And you got to let it sit for a little bit. I'll obviously let it cool off. And then you can put it in the hummingbird feeder. But you're absolutely right, Catherine. Thank you.
Hey, is it your birthday, Catherine?
No. You mean it's her birthday and we don't know that?
What? Is that the truth? You have to fess up, tell us if it's your birthday.
Come on, Catherine. Let us know. Let us know. Okay, the fall gardening is kind of different than the spring gardening, because this is when we eat or plant a lot of mostly leafy vegetables, if you will, and that'll survive if you're going to get into cooler weather. Here's just a few that you can plant, and a lot of these are, you can put in a box. You put your collards, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, lettuce, kohlrabi. I've never planted kohlrabi, but it's an interesting plant, spinach, broccoli, and even some root crops. That's a leafy crops, but some of your root crops, such as beets, carrots, leeks, never grown a leek before, turnips, onions, radishes, and of course, this is cute, a lot of your literature will tell you this, these vegetables don't require pollination. Because it's hard to find a bee around when temperatures are cool. So these are, you're going to eat the root crops and the leafy crops. But that makes for great fall planting. And I always stress, if you're going to do fall planting, to get that child or that grandchild out there and help you, because this is easy to grow. Buy some transplants. If you don't have a big garden, put them in your flower bed in various spots. Kind of teach our children where our food comes from. It's really a fun thing to do.
So at my kids' school, they do have
yes,
garden boxes.
That's right. Exactly.
In the schoolyard. And I feel like it would be so cool to see more of that in our schools. In Japan, they do a lot of that cultivating, gardening.
That's right.
I guess we would call it home economics from when I was in school 17 plus years ago. But nowadays, I don't even know for any of that. And it would be really nice to see more children see exactly where food is.
That's exactly right.
Like.
That's right.
Kale is also, if you plant the kale.
Oh, sure. Well, no quite about it. Everywhere. Exactly. And this fall gardening is a little, sometimes people call it much easier than spring gardening, because you really don't have the varmints and the disease that you would have if you were growing peppers and tomatoes and that type of thing. A lot of these leafy vegetables and root vegetables are great for fall gardening. And like I say, you don't have to fill in the swimming pool and make yourself a garden. Plant it in the flower bed or just dig up a small portion. You don't have to plant a lot to enjoy, because it's a lot of fun. Also, the cooler weather is fun for herbs. You might want to think about planting some herbs. I like to plant herbs in 6 to 8 inch pots. And I'm kind of line them up, and if you're a cook, you can sure grow some nice fresh herbs this time of year. No doubt about it.
Yes, and they're always good to keep around the house.
Yes.
In fact, okay.
Yes.
And when I was out and I wasn't feeling well, I craved mint.
Mint.
Fresh mint.
Really.
Mint in my tea. I just chew on a mint leaf.
Do you like a mint julep?
Yes, I don't really drink mint anymore.
Very
yes,
good.
I do. I love mint. I love the smell of it, and it kind of helps me. I mean, it's very refreshing, and having mint in your house, it's good to add to your water. It's good for digestion. So, and having those fresh herbs is just, in general, good to have around, too. And you can give your dog parsley if they have bad breath or stomach aches. So.
Well, I didn't know that.
Okay, it's good. Hey, all the benefits. Paul mentioned he agreed that kale is a good fall crop. So, happy birthday to Catherine.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yes, I wanted that confirmation.
Catherine and I have the same birthday month. Yes, we can. We need to celebrate together, Catherine. We really do.
It's been a minute since I've been here, so.
Well, enjoy your day, Catherine. Happy birthday.
Summer is here, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now it's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best-smelling backyard while grilling those burgers. Now you can get the big green egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
We had family staying with us when a plumbing disaster struck. Thank goodness Air Design was able to fix it that weekend.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
I can't remember the last time we had a problem with the AC. It's because Air Design's preventive maintenance program keeps it running smoothly.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
At Beret Jewelers, we didn't just build a new jewelry store. We created a second home. A place to celebrate life, love, and happiness. A place to invite friends. To talk. To play. To learn. A place to bring the kids. Relax. Catch the game. And toast life's greatest moments. Welcome to Beret Jewelers, Pensacola's home for fine jewelry.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Yes, it's me and I'm in love again. Had no love and say you know when. You know I love you. Yes, I do. And I'm saving all my love in jail for you.
We've got more for you coming up on Pepsi Docs.
Henry, we've got about 30 seconds. What's your question for Mike?
Real quick, Mike. Yucca plant outside on a balcony on Pensacola Beach. It's got a sticky substance on it. And I was thinking about spraying it with a milky, soapy water. And would that do any good?
That might help. I'll tell you something else that would help is a product called insecticidal soap. It sounds like there may be some aphids on there. And that insecticidal soap is organic. It's very safe. You can buy it in a little spritzer bottle. I bet that would help you too. I think I would go ahead and try your remedy first. If it persists, I would use the insecticidal soap.
Okay, and all the leaves are still good and green.
Yeah,
it's a very healthy looking plant.
We need to keep them that way. But if it's sticky, if those aphids, that could turn around. So we do need to control that, no doubt about it.
All right, thank you.
Insecticidal soap, right?
Thank you so much for calling in. And hey, we've got another question coming in real quick before we wrap up on the garden line. How do you keep slugs off of your vegetables?
Ugh. Okay, you need to use for slugs. You need to use a product called a bait. Anything you use has got to say the word bait on it. That's the one you water first, then you sprinkle it around, and then you don't water for, say, 2 to 3 days. But here's the key. Be sure the bait that you buy, you can buy it usually in a little shaker can, is labeled for vegetables. That is critical because some are labeled for vegetables, some are not. So use a bait, water first, sprinkle it out there. That should help you. It is so good to have you back. It really is. And I think our listeners are glad to have you back, too. I'll be here, no doubt.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3 AM 6.